I say, we are joined now in the studio by the president of Kiribati, Anoti Tong. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to tell a bit of our story.
Do you think that some sort of deal can be reached in Paris?
Well, let me say that a deal needs to be struck, whatever happens. And yes, I do believe. I think what is happening in Paris is vastly different from what happened in Copenhagen in 2009. And I think everything that could have been done has been done in the months leading up to the Paris conference. And, of course, the French presidency has done a great deal of work to try to put it into place. The Secretary General has been working very hard. And so the chances of a positive outcome are much greater now than ever has been in the history of the discussions here.
What happens to Kiribati if there isn't a deal?
Well, we, according to the projections put forward by the IPCC, we will be underwater if we don't have the resources to build up our resilience to climate change. And so our future is very much on the line here, the future of our future generations. And it's not about something that's happening into the future. It's happening already.
You've already started negotiating with Fiji to buy land and to evacuate people, haven't you?
We already started doing a lot of things in the event that things don't go well here in Paris. Yes, we bought land in Fiji. The Fijians have made a very interesting offer. They've offered to take our people if and when necessary. And this is the kind of commitment, this is the kind of compassionate consideration that we're calling on the global community to come up with. And so Fiji is setting the example, and hopefully other countries will see past their economic objectives so that countries like ours, Tuvalu, the Maldives, the Marshall Islands, will continue to survive into the future.
I mean, are we in a position where we say the survival of islands like Kiribati depends on the next few hours?
Absolutely true. And I think this is what many people do not understand. They really need to come and visit to see what it is that we are trying to deal with. And definitely, if an agreement is not reached, then we will be faced with a very, very serious challenge ahead of us.
And those who say, look, realistically, there isn't anything you can do. You're 2 meters above sea level. The storm surges are going to be damaging. You've got other islands. Just move there. It's 100,000 people in Kiribati.
I don't think we should ever allow that to happen, because as an inclusive global community, we are priding ourselves in the reality that it's an enlightened world. It's a much more moral world. We've done away with slavery. We've done away with apartheid. So let's do something right here.
Okay, and in terms of what is right, Roger Harabin there pointed out that we've been talking about 2 degrees. Let's limit it to 2 degrees. You want to go further. You say what? 1.5 is essential. 1 is essential.
Yeah, I think, again, it's what it is that we want to do here. Do we want some of us to survive, or do we want all of us to survive? And if we begin to talk about some communities having to be let go, because it's too costly to try and deal with their issues, then we're setting a precedent which is really cannot be acceptable.
So what is the limit that you think should be in that final text?
Well, quite frankly, we're talking about even less than 1.5. If we are to be given any chance of survival, we're talking about substantial resourcing in order to build our resilience to survive what is already happening. And so it is doable. We just have to focus on it, get the global community to build up the political will and the commitment to do it.
And when you speak to people at the Paris talks, other leaders of other nations, what do they say to you? I mean, because plenty of them may think, yes, I'd like to sign up to this, but what's the point when I go home and I can't get it through my parliament?
Well, the problem that we all face in all coming to Paris is we come with our own national agenda and we bring it onto a global agenda like the climate change. The reality, and the unfortunate reality, is that the emissions that you're spewing out in your country does not stay within your borders. So as a country which is being affected by what you do within your borders, we have the right to question that, and you have the obligation to listen to us.
When you speak to, when you look at wealthy industrialized nations, do you feel rage?
No, I feel extremely disappointed, and I cannot understand why people are not seeing what it is we're seeing so very clearly, that our children, our grandchildren, we may not have a future simply because some people are not ready to let go some of the comforts that they continue to enjoy.
President Anote Tong, President of Kiribati, thank you very much.